to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits, her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
All right, we're back. Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Monday, the 18th of September. Prepper tip of the day, I want to encourage all of you to have a what's called an automatic wristwatch. That's a wristwatch that does not have a battery. It will not be affected by EMP. There's a high likelihood that one with a battery will be affected by EMP. There are some choices there at my website under John's Survival and Tactical Gear at my website, thelibertyman.com. You might want to check those out. We're visiting with Jimmy Gensling, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters. That's deserteagleshooters.com, talking about firearms and related matters. Got a question or comment about firearms or related matters? Give us a call at 800-313-9443. That recipe of the vinegar and ammonia 50-50 is something that could help a lot of people. But you're right, Jimmy. You need to be very careful with it because it's very caustic and it could cause great harm to metal if allowed to remain on there, couldn't it?
Oh, yes. And especially since you're putting it in your bore, if you do this, and I recommend that people that have handguns that shoot regular and use cast bullets. Well, actually, just lead bullets. A lot of manufacturers and everything will sell just, like, for the 45, 230-grain lead bullet for practice and everything. And over time, it will deposit that lead in there. And once a year, unless, of course, you're a competition shooter and you're putting hundreds of rounds every day or every weekend through it more often, but at least once a year, go through and de-lead your barrels. And I've even actually gotten to the concept on a couple of them that were really, really bad as far as the amount of lead and the crud and everything in the barrel, that once I've done de-leading it and everything and cleaned it, actually putting the plug back in and filling the bore with oil and let it set for a little while to get into all of those little creeks and crevices in the rifling. And just in case there's a piece of lead or copper or some other something in there that didn't get scrubbed out that could be hiding some of that ammonia vinegar mix, that just fill it with oil, let it set for a while, and then do another cleaning on it. Because it's a very, very aggressive product, but once you've used it, it's a safe product as long as you remember to clean everything thoroughly. And if it's a lever gun or, you know, bolt action or whatever, that your bolt or trigger mechanism on handguns, of course, run some oil down inside there. If you can disassemble it and you're familiar with disassembling your trigger group and everything, do it, oil it. Good time to look at it anyway and inspect it, and then oil it and put it all back together. But
another thing, Jimmy, to remember, if it's a gas-operated rifle, there's going to be a hole in that barrel to siphon off gas, and that mixture is going to get into the gas operating system of the rifle, too. That needs to be taken apart and cleaned also.
Yes, sir. And now on your gas systems, AR-10, AR-15, with several other models that have the gas tube on them, if you ever notice that your rifle is kind of sluggish in lock time, take, and the best I have found is carburetor and choke cleaner. Don't care what brand. It's called carbon choke cleaner. And take the plastic extension tube with that and stick that down into that gas tube and spray it all through there and let it come out into the barrel. Let it set for a little bit and work, and then do it again, and that will knock 90% of any carbon and crud in there out. If you've done a cleaning job and de-leading on the barrel like we've discussed, you've got that plug in there, and like I said on this last one, you know, fill the barrel with oil just to get into the cracks and crevices. That's getting into that gas port as well. And as long as you take your time and you clean it very, very well, you're going to notice two things. One, far better performance in your handgun or rifle, and you're going to notice that the accuracy has come back. So that's something that you need to look at least once a year, ladies and gentlemen, spring cleaning, and de-lead those barrels, and you'll really get back to where you're shooting. And this also, especially, John, is 22 rifles. I did a bore scope a while back on a guy's rifle because we were trying to figure out why it wouldn't stay on target. And about, well, I went in from the chamber in first, looked at the chamber and all of that, and then traveled up it with the bore scope. And there was a point there that the bore scope started getting a little bit stiff going in, and I could see the gray streaks in the bore scope around it. So I pulled it out and went in from the muzzle end and only got about a half an inch in before it would go no further because of the lead buildup.
Really? Amazing.
And I asked the guy, I says, when was the last time that you cleaned this? And just the expression on his face told me never.
Right, right.
So if you've got a .22 rifle, ladies and gentlemen, that is kind of squirrely on accuracy, and you haven't really deep cleaned it in a long time or if ever, you really need to do this before we have any social economic upheaval or anything else, because eventually it could cause the rifle to develop into a point of being unsafe. At the very worst, being very, very inaccurate. So, but yeah, John, I kind of forced it a little ways in there, and then when I eased it back out, there was just a little bit of lead hung up on the end of the bore scope on it. So I helped the guy clean that one, and it took 4 days.
And no kidding.
I'm thinking somewhere between 20 or 25 applications of the ammonia vinegar mix to finally get all of that out of that barrel. And I assume that no one has ever cleaned that gun, and it was part of his family. So it had come from his dad to his brother and then to him. So for I don't know how many years, but it had never been cleaned. So just food for thought, ladies and gentlemen, food for thought. That mirror and a strong light will tell you all kinds of things about your bore.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, a clean firearm will be reliable and be accurate and serve you well.
And, yeah. And final tip on the cleaning part of it, when you're done cleaning and you're getting ready to oil it down and put it away, set it out in the sun and let it get warm. And I mean really warm. Everybody's left their rifle, you know, on the line when they're shooting at the range and everything in the sun, and then come back and go to pick it up, and oh my God, it's hot. You want that, because that opens up all the pores, and then when you run your oily patch through the bore and you're wiping down all the metal on the outside and everything else, those pores will take that oil in, and it will truly be a protector.
Right.
So.
Right. That's good advice, Jimmy.
Yeah.
And of course. Yeah. If you're in a cold environment, you could put it in a conventional oven at 150 degrees for a few minutes. That would accomplish the same thing.
Yes, and then another thing that you can do, doesn't matter if it's electric or gas water heater, you can always set it on top of the water heater for a while and warm it up that way. If you've got a gas furnace that powers your house, normally those things are in a configuration. You've got to be able to get in there to change filters and stuff. You could actually, if it's a rifle, just lean it up inside of the furnace compartment overnight and let it pull all that ambient heat from in there, or set it up on top of it. Mind you, if it has a plastic stock or plastic grips on it and everything, remove them, or forego that particular one with the furnace. Otherwise, you might have a very unique custom stock when it's all over with.
Yep.
And then be calling me and wanting to know, how come I'm so stupid? So
right.
just food for thought, folks. A warm rifle or handgun, opening up that pores does a very, very great job of enhancing its protectability of the oil by allowing it to get into the pores and penetrating a few thousandths or hundred thousandths of an inch into the metal itself. So let me see what else. I got a new shooting exercise for everybody to break the boredom, John, whenever they go to the range.
Okay.
This is for the rifle shooters now. Get you a large piece of cardboard. You know, go by your appliance place and pick up a washer or dryer or stove box or something where it's got those real nice 3-foot by 3-foot sides on it. And take it to the range, and what you want to do is, when you get into the prone position shooting, have someone measure how far off the ground the muzzle of your rifle is. And let's just take for arbitrary figure, let's say 10 inches. So you take that box and you measure up 10 inches from the bottom and make that your center. And then you can make it oblong, you can make it square, you can make it round, but put a minimum of a 3-inch hole in that box with the bottom third of the hole covering where your muzzle mark is on the box that you put on there. Then, when you're out there practicing and everything, set that box up about 15 feet, 20 feet between you and the target, to where you can see the target through the hole, and practice shooting at your targets through that hole without hitting the cardboard. Now, it's going to do two things in your education. One, it's going to educate you about where that bullet is on bullet flight, or the distance between your scope or your sights and the line of the bore on the rifle. And once you find, and if you keep hitting the box, move it in or move it out until every round is going through. And that will tell you, that will give you, with a measurement from your muzzle to it will give you a distance of where the first crossing point in line of sight and bullet flight is. Now, stick that back in your memory, because later on, let's say there is truly a crap hit the fan event, and you and your neighbors and everything are setting up, and you're organizing and you're running patrols to keep your block and your neighborhood safe. If you know that distance already, you can set up an observation and shooting position that'll cover your street that so far away, and you've got a hole where somebody outside can't see you, also known as a sniper's hide. And you can still see out, though, on it. So that way you can utilize concealment and cover and still cover your guys that are on patrol, or, you know, you've got it covering the gate to the community where you live or whatever. But it gives you protection from the bad guys, and it also allows you to, or whoever else, to cover their shooting positions and everything. By practicing, you get accustomed to doing it, because it takes away a lot of your peripheral vision as far as what else is going on. So that's a little fun exercise to do at the range, and to break the boredom of just punching paper or shooting shotgun shells or whatever.
So, well, anything that makes it more interesting is certainly warranted and welcome there, Jimmy.
And, you know, ladies and gentlemen, that the old saying goes that you shoot like you train and you train like you shoot. And if all the time that you're out there punching paper, great. That's keeping your trigger control and sight picture and all of the other basics and everything in check. But practice shooting from sitting down. Try practice sitting down on the ground. Try anything that you can think of to make it different and more interesting, because with new positions and new shooting techniques, you're going to have to develop new procedures to overcome.
Hold on, we have a break here. We'll be back. Stay tuned.
Thank you. folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth?
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter Dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. Jim, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 18th of September, visiting with Jimmy Gensling with Desert Eagle Shooters. That's deserteagleshooters.com. People can contact you through your website, can't they, Jimmy?
Yes, sir. We've got the contact page on there. Actually, I think it's at the bottom of practically every page on the website at deserteagleshooters.com. And also, they can just email me direct at J-I-M-I at HDC-NM.com, and that's Juliet India, Mike India, at Hotel Delta Charlie, hyphen, New Mexico, or .com. So, you know, you can do it that way, or if you've got to call me or something and have a question on that, you can always give me a call. 575-513-2842, and with your questions or ideas or comments, email us. Give us some heads up on something you'd like us to cover or a particular problem that you may be having that we could research and maybe help you find a solution for it, because if you're having that problem, chances are somebody else is having that problem. And a little update right now, John, on the Hearing Protection Act and the National Reciprocity.
Please, yes.
The Hearing Protection Act was tagged on to another bill. Don't have that one right in front of me right now. But they're trying to work it through on some sort of game and fish hunting land use bill that Democrats approve of, and they're hoping they can get it passed through that way without having anything stripped out or pork added. And the National Reciprocity, ladies and gentlemen, Paul Ryan told some of the new congressmen coming in and their staff that that was on hold and it was going to stay there until they needed it. 202-224-3121. 202-224-2131. 3121. I just messed myself up, John. Anyway, Capitol Switchboard, call and talk to your congressmen and your senators and tell them to get off their butts and get this passed. If they're up for election this time around and you don't like what they've been doing, inform them that you're working on finding someone to primary them and take them out and replace them, because you're tired of them not listening to their constituents or the people. And the, you know, I had a Senator Heinrich, our own Heinrich, here in New Mexico, in a conversation with his staff. I was bringing up some points about other laws and stuff, and the lady goes, well, Mr. Heinrich is more interested in New Mexico and blah, 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 blah. And I said, yes, ma'am, Mr. Heinrich is to represent his constituents, but any law that he votes on, whether it is New Mexico specific or not, is going to affect New Mexico. So pass my concerns on to him, and I would like to have a reply. Congressman Pierce's office, I have gotten updates and replies on numerous things that I've brought to his attention. I have never so much had a thank you for contacting me from Heinrich's office. He's a Democrat. So, ladies and gentlemen, get your congressmen and your senators, tell them you need these bills passed. You don't want, you need them passed. Congress put in a resolution that they were going to kind of fast-track national reciprocity, but they were going to do it a backdoor way that covered only congressmen and senators to be able to be carry concealed in Washington, D.C. with their state concealed carry license. And, you know, we jumped on that as fast as we could.
Absolutely. Take care of themselves. That's expected. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I've worked with men and women involved in the high-end shelters for years. With the Ozark Survival Homesteads, you get things you don't get with the high-end shelters. You get a opportunity to be in the bunker, of course. You also get a home, a 60 by 90 lot. You get your storable food, your livestock share, your garden, greenhouse share, your seed bank share. One person to have everything they need, right at $25,000. For a family of three, $37,000. You really need to check this out. It's very unique. At my website, you'll see the Ozark Survival Homesteads on the left side of my homepage. Go there, read that one page, fill out the form with your name, your email address, and your telephone number, and I will forward that to the guys and gals at the Ozark Survival Homesteads. Check it out. You'll be very glad you did. Thank you very much.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
NutraMedical's Calm Mind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter, helps lower blood pressure, helps to make you feel calm all day long, and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calm Mind contains GABA. It also contains xanthine and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on Calm Mind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 18th of September. A quick reminder, my friend, fellow talk show host, Republic Broadcasting, Tim Spencer, is going into surgery Thursday to have his left foot removed between the ankle and the knee. The family has some unexpected expenses. If you want to help out, go to ruralsurvival.info. Scroll down to the right side. There's a place where you can donate to help the Spencer family through this temporary crisis are going through. Tim has a very positive attitude. I had lunch with him the other day. He's already researching the prosthesis that he'll pick up to help with the getting him back into action full speed. At my website, thelibertyman.com, we have a project where we're listeners are finding images of continents, new coastlines in television shows, movies, magazines. The list is long and growing. If you find one, get that to me as a thank you. You get your choice of any of my 5 DVDs as a thank you that I will ship to you at no charge. Also, my website, of course, are energy cleaners. I use mine every night. I'm pretty active around the ranch here, up and down ladders, up and in and out of the swimming pool, doing work on the concrete, down on my knees doing concrete work, painting, carpenter work, plumbing. Go to bed with minor aches and pains. Wake up pain-free the next morning. If you have joint pain, if you have arthritis pain, if you have back pain, the energy cleaner will probably help. Not getting a great night's sleep? Yep, probably help there also. Keep in mind, I offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. I'm shipping two energy cleaners to Australia this morning. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads. These products are my home business. I'm the guy that packs them up and ships them out. I do that all on my own. Sometimes my wife helps me. Usually I'm on my own. Only $285 shipping included to American zip codes for the energy cleaner. I do take PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. Checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. Toll-free our line here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. If you got a question or comment for Jimmy and myself, we're talking about firearms and related items, related matters here at Republic Broadcasting. It's 800-313-9443. And, of course, Jimmy is with Desert Eagle Shooters. That's DesertEagleShooters.com. And let's continue, Jimmy.
Okay. Something that I was just thinking about there when it went into the break and everything. One of the discussions that we had this weekend, I demonstrated the wall drill a couple of times to a couple of people. And a gentleman was talking about he was having a hard time maintaining his trigger control. When he went shooting, it would take him 10 or 15 minutes warming up to mentally get back to manipulating the trigger properly. And in talking to him and everything, I asked him if he happened to have an M1A trigger finger training tool. And most everybody's out there and probably can see an expression on your face, John, that I'm not sure what an M1A trigger finger training tool is, but I guarantee you everybody's got one. And I highly recommend it because you can train anytime, anywhere, doing anything. And what it is a good ballpoint pen that clicks open and clicks closed. Now, the technique that you use is when you put your trigger finger on the button that operates your ink pen, you push it down to open the, to open the pen so you can write with it. You push it down gently, and you feel the click when it just set the little lock mechanism to keep the pen pointed out. Now, if you gently let the pressure off just a hair and then push down again, you'll feel the click of when it reset to allow you to put the the pen back in the barrel.
Right.
About halfway up, it's going to click again. Now, if you think about it, that is the same procedure when you fire your shot. You hold it, you hold the trigger back, you take the mental snapshot. As you're releasing the trigger on your rifle or your handgun, especially in semi-automatics, you're going to feel the trigger reset. So you're going to pull the trigger back, bang, and as you're easing your finger out, like all good riflemen should do, you don't want to flip it off. You sit there and you come out and you hear that second click. That is the reset. That's as far as you need to go on letting the trigger out. Saves time if you're in a time competitive event, or if you're doing a quick follow-up shot or anything, you've got it already set and ready to go. So the M1A trigger finger training tool, you take the pin and you click it down, you let it up, reset it, and then as you're coming up with it on there, train your finger that when it feels that click, stop. And then push the barrel back out. What you're doing is you're training your finger muscle memory as to recognize that trigger reset and stopping. So
that's difficult to do with a 30 caliber rifle because there's so much recoil to be dealing with at the same time.
Yeah, but some of the 30 caliber rifle, like the M1 Garand, it is such a heavy beast and so stable that still you should be holding that trigger back after you fire the shot, and after the recoil's gone and everything, you start to ease it back out and feel that reset.
Well, but, if you do it after the recoil, yes, then you could definitely feel it, absolutely.
Right. And there are some pistols out there that are the same way. On the semi-automatic pistols, after you fired the round and you start easing the trigger out, you'll feel the reset. But primarily we're looking at this on rifles. 10/22 is an excellent training tool on this thing because it has such a distinct reset on it. And you can actually hear the reset on the 10/22. So if, ladies and gentlemen, if you'll practice this, you could, like I said, you can do it anywhere. You could be in a business meeting and they're giving the round count for the number of donuts sold in the last decade, and you're not really part of that conversation, you can sit there and gently work your finger and get that memory in. What we're doing, ladies and gentlemen, is we're training our bodies through this muscle memory, that when we get ready to go into a firing position, we are almost perfectly in the firing position when we get there. When we go to sit down in prone position, we instinctively have angled our body. We get that elbow planted and get that knee up, get our diaphragm off the ground, and we do that without thinking. And if you can train your trigger finger to do the same thing, then you're not consciously waiting for that click to happen. As soon as your finger feels it, it stops. And it's a real simple technique, doesn't cost anything. And by practicing that whenever you can and wherever, I do it going down the road. When I'm driving to Albuquerque to the VA, there's a long stretch out there for about hour and 45 minutes of nothing, and I do mean nothing. God has got a sense of humor, because on the road between Roswell and Vaughan, he put two trees.
Right.
And unfortunately, he put them side by side. So it's a boring drive, but it gives you something to work on. And so just thinking about going back to basics, ladies and gentlemen, we go out to the range, we practice basics. Then we throw in a few new odd things to make it different. Pick up some of those little, we've ordered in some of those swinging steel discs for a customer a while back. And one of them was damaged in chipping. It actually, I don't know, somebody dropped something on it or what, but the legs were bent. And I called the company and got a replacement sent under warranty and told them I'd box this one up and send it back. And they said, no, no need to. You know, you send us the pictures and everything. So I took it out and took a hammer to the legs and straightened out to where they would function again. And I stuck it down there at 50 yards. And it's amazing. I'll sit there and have people out here practicing and things like that. And they'll get bored and they'll go to those little swingers down there. And perfect all their steady hole factors. And a little 1.5-inch diameter steel circle, John, at 50 yards offhand is a nice little challenge.
That's a challenge. So absolutely.
It will get your juices flowing, especially if somebody's, taunting you on the side.
Right. It would be a challenge.
But, ladies and gentlemen, we practice and we practice, but the thing is we have to make our practice worthwhile. And most of us, all of us, can go out there and punch paper all day long. What we've got to do is start looking at it in real life. If you work in an office or something, look at the situation around you and think, well, if something happened here, what would I do? My desk offers me concealment, but it's not cover, and this and that. Start just running different scenarios through your mind. If you've got a boring drive or you get one of those drives where you're stuck in traffic for time, just run different scenarios through your mind, and next time you go to the range, practice some of those. Keep yourself on your toes and keep challenging yourself to do better. And what's your favorite training drill, John, that's not just out there just punching paper?
For rifles or for pistols?
Let's do rifles first.
Okay. Well, if I'm working with a student, I'll have targets set up at steel plates, I should say, because they're more fun. 25, 50, 75, 100, 125. And I will, it depends on what we're trying to accomplish. But if we're trying to get them to react and fire under stress, I'll have them start out with a empty magazine. And then when the whistle blows, load the magazine into the rifle, and then shoot at a target that I designate. They don't know which target I'm going to have them shoot until they're all loaded up and ready to go. And only load one round, because most of these students need lots of practice manipulating these different controls, loading the magazine into the weapon, and cycling the bolt and all that. So it's just a lot of repetition in that regard to build in muscle memory for this student to get used to loading under pressure, because I got a stopwatch going at the same time. And usually within a 1 hour period of time of this repetition, there's a noticeable improvement in the time it takes a student to load the magazine into the rifle, fire the rifle, and put the rifle back down. Noticeable improvement. And it's just a lot of fun.
Yep. And you brought up a good point on that I was going to mention earlier and forgot. When you're at the range, ladies and gentlemen, and you're practicing, get out there and do some jumping jacks. Do some running in place. Do some twists. If it's open and you can do this without, you know, bothering anybody, jog about, 50 yards and turn around and jog back, and then go to the line, pick up your rifle, and engage your targets.
Well, if that's done while the clock is running, that puts in even more pressure on the student to have to run away from the firing line 20 or 30 yards and run back while the clock is running. Otherwise, they're going to do a lazy little jaunt down and back. But if they know they're being timed, that adds another whole level of seriousness to it.
Yeah. And what we're doing, ladies and gentlemen, is in doing that, you're going to duplicate to some extent, not exactly, but to some extent, what your body is going to feel like if you are in a critical shooting situation. Because if you have to draw your weapon and the finger goes inside of that trigger guard, like John was explaining earlier, and puts a finger on that trigger, your heart's going to be pounding. You're going to get, clammy hands sometimes. You're going to be nervous. And by doing the little run technique or running in place or whatever, what you're doing is you're getting your heart rate up, you're getting your body pumped up and running and everything, and then when you pick up that rifle and try to get your sight picture, you're going to see all of this manifested in your eyesight. And I've had guys that have done that, John, and they couldn't find the target with a search warrant.
Right, right. Well, another level of seriousness would be to do what we did in Special Forces. If you fail to hit the steel plate, you have to eat a raw egg.
Well, that wouldn't bother me too much. I used to do that all the time when I was on swimming team. So, raw egg and Ovaltine. But, yeah, you can do challenges like that to your buddies or your shooting partner you're out there with.
Right.
The one that can do that and hit the most targets, the most steals, you're going to buy them a 2-liter bottle of their favorite pop or whatever. Just things, little challenges. What you're trying to do is break the ordinary. We all punch paper, but let's make punching paper a little more interesting. Go to, look at some of these steels that we carry. I mean, that one that I was talking about, John, it's got an inch and a half, a two, and a three-inch disc. And the whole thing, when it's all folded up, is roughly, I'd say, 10 by 12, maybe. And it just sticks into the ground. I think it costs like $28 or whatever. You can go out and get some of those, or you can make some of your own. Any good chunk of steel will sit there and work for a reactive target. You can hang it by a chain. You can just lean it up against something. Lots of different ways to do it. But when you're shooting steels, it's going to bring another aspect into this that you haven't dealt with.
And be sure it's hanging freely and not solid, because it'll just bounce that bullet right back at you otherwise.
That's what I was going to get to.
Okay,
there is a video.
Here's our break.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Okay, we're back. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 18th of September. Yes, make sure that this part's covered thoroughly, because it literally could be a matter of life and death to make sure these plates are hanging freely and not solid, Jimmy.
Oh, yeah. And in your plates and everything, if you're milling them yourself, make sure that you, if you're using chains or whatever, and you have them welded to the back, or you weld them to the back or whatever, that the bottom of the plate is slightly further back on than the top of it, you know. That way it is a ricochet towards the dirt and nowhere else. It has to be able to be free-moving and everything. There's a video online, and it's an old one, but it's a perfect example of what John and I are talking about. This guy is at a shooting range somewhere, might be a private range or whatever, but he's sitting at a table set up out there on the range, and his buddy's videotaping it. And I can't remember if it's a steel pipe or I-beam or whatever at the far end, and the guy's going to shoot it with his new big bore gun. And he takes the shot, and the bullet takes his hat off.
Oh, boy.
It ricocheted straight back, takes his hat off, and his buddy, you know, is like, runs over with the camera still going. And, you all right? You all right? And the guy's, you know, kind of patting his head. And luck is nothing to do with it. God was watching out for this guy, because there's just the slightest little crease in his skin, but a beautiful bullet hole in his hat. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you're shooting at steels, make sure that they're free-moving and they're angled slightly, so that when the bullet hits, it will ricochet down into the ground. And also, if you're setting up your own range on that, make absolutely certain that there is nothing to the left or right of that steel that may be damaged, because you may not hit the steel square on. You may hit the edge of it and cause the bullet to deflect, not so much ricochet, but deflect off to the left or right, whichever way you hit it. So steels are definitely fun, and they're an instant gratification on a hit.
Right. There's no doubt.
Be very, very careful with them and think ahead.
No doubt. With paper, once you get out past 50 yards or so, you need a scope, which means you either stop what you're doing and use the scope yourself, or have a spotter tell you.
Right. And now, see, that's another good one, John. When you go out and there's a couple of you going to shoot, do the spotter shooter technique. You're sitting there shooting, and say your wife's out there with you. She's right beside you, but there is a particular position that they need to be in, or you need to be in when you're spotting for someone. If they're a right-handed shooter and they're shooting prone, the spotter ideally will be slightly behind them and just basically in line with the rifle and the target.
That's right.
And that way, when they're with the binoculars or their spotting scope or anything, they're watching the same line of flight as the shooter sees. And then,
Jimmy, we are out of time, sir. We are out of time. Have you back?
And we got to think about next week. So, ladies and gentlemen, drop us a note. Tell us what you'd like to talk about.
Thank you. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils now while you can. Your firearms, ammunition. Never ever give up your guns. Have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss.
Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I can get too. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can.